Yeah, of course, it may come, but I go very, very, very deep. When we're talking about food and beverage, that's the third, well, the second in the case, actually, because beverage is there, and the second one would be water. So the second main needs of surviving, if we don't have that, we do not survive. So
Correct.
first we have air, then we have water, and then we have food. If we don't treat these ingredients with respect, if we don't pay attention to how we're dealing with them, and we are only interested at like the lowest cost ever and the highest profit, we are not being respectful to where it came from. We're not looking to where does the food come from, where does the water come from, and we're not worried about what happens in the end on the other side. So the impacts of maybe using, yes, this is a very cheap product, but it's, for example, Brazil, we have the highest use of poison, how do you call that, the poison for plants,
Correct. The toxins. Yeah.
yes, the
The
toxins.
sprays and that they use. Yeah.
Yes. So, like, okay, maybe you have a really large, okay, you have, like you said, we have, or even a McDonald's. Oh, Gabriela, so, oh, you say that, you know, nothing great about McDonald's. McDonald's has great, has built an empire, but it has to, for example, a large company like that also has to invest money to make a balance to the harms that we create in the end. So basically, if we're not responsible from, and if we're not responsible to look at from A to Z, from the beginning to the end of the whole food chain, I think there will be, for, it's like nature will revenge kind of thing. One
Correct.
time, it's not sustainable. It doesn't, unfortunately, one time, of course, you can make all these changes, and we have many very large companies all throughout the world have gone through situations like that. And of course, then they have to come with a new idea and become something even bigger. But we have had very various situations where some of these big companies collapse. Even like, for example,
Correct.
McDonald's has been super 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 great. But nowadays, people understand that, okay, maybe they offer, they have had to change their profit or orientation
Correct.
view. So that in this sense, that we must have responsibility, let's say, I think, of what we do, and doing something only for the money that comes to you is too selfish. We have to find a way of balancing out, and even sometimes even like a company that is, for example, like McDonald's, even that is, you know, it serves okay, let's say junk food, sometimes products that are not so good for you, but if they work in the a balance, it doesn't, one thing doesn't necessarily compromise the others. Not that they, maybe they invest in something positive, in helping nature in some way that will solve anything, but at least there's a balance. So what I think is this,
Correct.
I don't know if that has helped to clear the idea, but
Absolutely.
and I think for like smaller, for even like small companies, I have many friends here that have opened like 2, 3, 4, 5 restaurants. I have one friend here who has opened now, I think he's now in Miami, he's now in Australia, he's now everywhere. His name,
Right.
he calls himself the best.